Thank you. I would like to take this opportunity to invite each and every one of you to the services of the Independence Baptist Church. If you're looking for a church that preaches the old-time gospel message right out of the King James Bible, you'll find it at the Independence Baptist Church. I'll be glad to talk with you about any question that you have, and I know that if you're looking for the answer from the Bible, you will be satisfied with that answer. This morning, I'd like to take my text from the book of Luke chapter 16, beginning in verse 19, and speak on the subject of the rich man and Lazarus. Probably most of you that do your daily Bible reading already know this story. It's a story about two men who lived, I'm really not sure, but evidently before the time of Jesus Christ, because both of these men had already died when Jesus told this story. This story is related about two men who had diametrically opposite lives, and they also have diametrically opposite eternity. One of these men is a very rich man. The Bible states that he is clothed in purple and fine linen. The Bible says in verse 19 that he fares sumptuously every day. The Bible also talks about the second man, and his name is Lazarus. Lazarus is a beggar. His life is totally different than the rich man who fares sumptuously every day. Lazarus is also sick. The Bible states that he is full of sores. The Bible states that Lazarus desires to be fed with the crumbs which fall from the rich man's table. The Bible also states that the dogs come and lick the sores of Lazarus. So here we find these two men. And I want to say here at the very beginning that these men were real men. They were alive upon this earth at one point. I do not know exactly when they were alive. All I know is that they were alive. I know today that there are those people that say, the story of the rich man and Lazarus, you know, that's nothing but a parable. I do not believe that this story is a parable. I believe it's absolutely the real truth. Think of this also. If this story of the rich man and Lazarus is a parable, it's still true. Jesus Christ never gave a parable and used facts that were erroneous. He never did that. So even if you consider it a parable, it's still the truth. Think of that. Here are two men that lived upon the face of this earth. One was a very rich man, and one was a very poor man. Both of these men lived. Both of these men had friends, no doubt. Both of these men had mothers and daddies. I do not know if they had children, or if they had extensive families. I do not know, except I know that the rich man had five brothers. I do not know anything else about Lazarus. But this thing I do know, that both of these men came to the place of death, and both of these men experienced life after death. This is a very valid point that each of us needs to understand today. Each of us that are living upon this earth today, we have an individual life. We have a life that's been given to us by God Almighty, but every person is facing death. If you are listening to this radio broadcast this morning, you are facing death. But let me tell you something else. There are many people today that are not listening to this radio program, but they're also facing death. Every person faces death. Every person has a life, and every person is facing death, and every person is facing eternity. Think of this. There comes a time of death. The Bible states that in verse 22 of Luke chapter 16, it came to pass that the beggar died. There comes a time when poor people die. There comes a time when poor people must leave this earth. They cannot stand to live in these bodies anymore because of the ravages of sin, and it takes its toll, and the body must die. The Bible also states in verse 22 that the rich man also died. You know, it's true. Rich people also die. You can live in a 50,000 square foot house. You can have all of the amenities that this life has to offer. You can have the best health insurance policy in the entire world. You can have the best doctors watching over your physical well-being as this world has to offer. You can travel extensively through jets and all kinds of things. But the point is that the rich man also died. Every person comes to the place of death. Let me say this. The rich man did not die because he was mean. Lazarus did not die because he was good. Both of these men died because of sin. Sin ravages the body. Sin even ravages the body of the one that's a believer. Sin is a part of our existence which we cannot escape. And sin has this part in us. The Bible states furthermore concerning Lazarus. Notice what the Bible said, that he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. This tells us what happens to the soul of a believer when he dies. He is carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Abraham's bosom here being heaven, being a part of eternity, where saved people go to be with the Lord. They're carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The Bible states concerning the rich man that he died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments. Notice that the rich man died and he went into hell. The rich man did not die and go to hell because he was rich. There's nothing in this scripture anywhere that gives me any indication at all that the rich man was a bad man. There's no place that I read here in the Bible that states that the rich man was crooked, or that he gained his wealth by trickery or by stealing or lying or cheating or anything else. There's nothing in the Bible that gives me that indication. The rich man went to hell because he did not believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. The rich man knew the gospel. This is why that the rich man said to Father Abraham, "I want you to send Lazarus back to this earth that he may talk to my five brethren and tell them the blessed gospel story so that they can believe, because they're coming to the same place I'm at." The rich man was a compassionate man toward his brothers. And yet we find that he was not compassionate toward Lazarus, because he desired that Lazarus come into hell and bring him a drop of water that he might have his tongue cooled. We find that the rich man died and went to hell because he was not a believer. Lazarus went to heaven because he was a believer. Folks, eternity is a real thing. There is a heaven and there is a hell. It makes no difference whether you believe there's a heaven or hell or not. There still is. It makes no difference if you accept the gospel or if you don't. You're still going into eternity. And of course, if you reject the gospel of Jesus Christ, you're going into hell. I know today that a lot of people believe that, well, everybody, when they die, they go to heaven. Well, that's just not so. I wish it were. It's just simply not so. You may be listening this morning to this message, and you may be saying, "Well, that preacher is crazy. Everybody goes to heaven. That hell is upon this earth." Let me tell you, hell is not upon this earth. The plagues of hell doesn't even compare to the worst situation that a person can find themselves in upon this earth. Hell is fire. And I know today we've got people saying, "Well, you know, that's what they used to preach in old timey days, that hell was fire." But hell is not fire. You know, that people say that all the time, but that doesn't mean that it's not. Notice the Bible said here in the book of Luke chapter 16 and in verse 23, "And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy upon me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." If hell is not flame, then Jesus lied. And Jesus is not a liar. He's God and cannot lie. The rich man was in the flames of hell. Somebody said, "Well, wait a minute, preacher." Said, "You don't understand the story of the rich man and Lazarus. That's just a parable." But remember this. Jesus Christ, when he gave parables, he always gave examples of truth in order to teach a fuller meaning. Jesus did not lie when he said that the rich man was being tormented in the flames of hell. That is absolutely a truth. And the rich man was there. Notice this, a lot of people believe, well, you know, if I'm in a lot of trouble upon this earth, if I'll just kill myself, then it'll be over. No, it's not. You notice this. Here, the Bible states about the rich man and about Lazarus, that Lazarus was comforted, and when the rich man went into hell, he could still see Lazarus. The rich man saw Lazarus while he was here upon the face of this earth. Right? Because Lazarus was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. And now we find that the rich man is in hell and he still sees Lazarus. However, now Lazarus is being comforted. Notice something else. The rich man can see into heaven. But notice something else. The rich man can also see back on this earth. He is tormented not only in the flames, but there's multiple torments that are plaguing him. Notice that the rich man sees his five brethren still on the road to hell. That's in the book of Luke chapter 16, verse 27, when the rich man says to Father Abraham, "Send Lazarus back that he may talk to my five brethren, because they're also coming to this place of torment." You see, there are those people that say, well, after death, that's it. You know, we're done. We're just dead like a dog, dead all over like Rover. That's not so. The rich man in hell saw into heaven and saw into this earth. It's not all over at all. The rich man went to hell because he did not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as his own personal Savior. The rich man knew the gospel story. The gospel message did not have to be explained to the rich man when he was in hell. He already knew it. That's why that the rich man said to Father Abraham, "Send Lazarus that he may testify unto my five brethren, lest they also come into the place of torment." But notice a very valuable truth here. Father Abraham said to the rich man in verse 29, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." But the rich man said, "Oh, no, Father Abraham. But if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent." In verse 31, Father Abraham said, "If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead." Preachers today must preach the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ, how that Christ came into the world, and that Jesus Christ literally is the Son of the Almighty, Most Holy God, the Creator of this entire world, the one that is over all, the one that is supreme, God and majestic in His splendor. Jesus Christ is His Son. Jesus Christ came into the world some 2,000 years ago, took upon Himself the form of a man, yet without the sin of men. Jesus Christ lived that perfect life. And He did that not for Himself. He did that for us. Jesus Christ submitted Himself unto death, not because He had sinned, but Jesus Christ submitted Himself to death because He knew that we were sinners and we needed someone to take our place and bear our sins for us. And this is exactly what Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary. He bore our sins, paying the price of our hell. Therefore, when we believe that we're sinners, we have no hope at all, and we trust Jesus, He can give us His everlasting life, because He has everlasting life, and He can give that life that He has unto us. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us once again this morning. We appreciate you listening to this radio program and trust that you'll come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. Listen again next Sunday morning, Lord willing, for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.